a little bit clearer. So this is a simulation that I think I've already started. Here. Okay, so on the left, what we see are a bunch of electrons, some collection of electrons, and I will first turn the electric fields off, and I'll turn the magnetic field off. And I run the program, and what happens is the electrons start to diffuse. So this is just diffusive motion. There's no electron-electron interactions. There's just diffusion of particles. The red spot is the origin, and the green one is the average position of the electrons. So this is the... there's no electric field, but what's happening is that the electrons have some kinetic energy. They travel for a certain amount of time, and then they scatter. And when they scatter, they just scatter into a random direction. That's what this simulation does. So I can make the scattering time shorter and restart the simulation. So now they don't get very far before they scatter, and they diffuse more slowly. And so they're just starting out, they're going in a constant direction, and after some scattering time, the random number generator is used to decide their new direction, or they go off in a new direction, and they're diffusing. And I can now increase the scattering time, initialize them, and now they don't scatter so often, and they just have some initial velocity, and they spread out like this. And occasionally they come back because of some scattering event. But now this is a long scattering time. So for a long scattering time, you get fast diffusion. And for a short scattering time, you get slow diffusion. The average position is not going far from the origin, is wandering around a little, because I have not that many electrons in the simulation. There's only 10 or 20 electrons in the simulation. Okay, so I will slow this back down again so that I get something like this. And now we'll turn on an electric field in the x direction. And I think one of about 10 in these units gives a reasonable speed.
So there's an electric field pointing in the plus x direction, and the average position of the electrons is moving in the minus x direction because the electrons are negatively charged. So their velocity is opposite the electric field, but the current is in the direction of the electric field. Because if negatively charged particles move left, the current is moving right. So the current is always in the direction of the electric field, but the electrons are moving off to the left.
And if I change the scattering time, that has consequences for this. So now the green dot goes quick off to the left, because the time between scattering events gets shorter. And I can make a very long scattering time, and that the electrons just leave. You don't even see any scattering events in this regime. That's basically ballistic transport, because in the window where we can see it, there's no scattering. And some of the electrons start out moving to the right. Half of them start out moving to the right. And they follow a parabolic trajectory. It's a little bit hard to see, but they are following the calculation is giving them all a parabolic trajectory. Maybe if I go to lower electric fields and long scattering times, we can see that better. That they follow parabolas and head off all to the left. So that would be like what they do in ballistic transport. So now what we want to try is to apply both an electric field, I better slow this down, both an electric field and a magnetic field. So put in 2 Tesla, and
now it should be moving at the Hall angle. And it's hard to see, so let's try for some more magnetic field.
It depends on the magnetic field and also
the scattering time. Now you see that the average position is not parallel to the electric field, but it's moving down at the Hall angle. And the Hall angle was the electron charge and the magnetic field, but it was divided by the scattering time.
So if I change the scattering time to a larger scattering time and start, I get a larger Hall angle.
And now I got a very large Hall angle with this short scattering time. If I divide by a small number, I get a bigger Hall angle.
And this is basically what you expect in ballistic transport, something like this.
So now you see them traveling in circles, and the electric field is this way, the magnetic field is up, and the motion of the average motion of these electrons is moving perpendicular to both. This is just the solutions of the Lorentz force law in crossed electric and magnetic fields. The electrons move in circles and move down.
If I turn the electric field off, then in a magnetic field they just go around in circles, and now there's a fairly long scattering time, so they diffuse pretty slowly. A magnetic field will affect the diffusion. So you see they're going in circles, and there is some scattering, but they're not diffusing very quickly. If I turn the magnetic field off, they just diffuse much quicker. So the magnetic field keeps them in place, and they don't diffuse around. But if I turn it off, then you get at this diffusion constant, just some, I can make bigger circles. I made a lower magnetic field, I get bigger circles that they travel over.
Okay, so this is a nice simulation because you get the Hall effect, the ballistic behavior of electrons in an electric and a magnetic field. And some of it is a little bit counterintuitive. But when you see it in the experiment and you know Lorentz force law, you can figure out that this is really what must be happening when you put electrons in an electric and a magnetic field. Okay.